Hello everyone, myself Professor Reena Pujara, having an industry experience of 6 years and 6 years of teaching. Factories Act 1948, this act was with an objective to ensure certain safety measures at workplace, wherein it is very well defined. The workplace is restricted to factories, those establishments which comes under the factories. And here we are looking forward to have some basic safety of the employees or workers working under this factory. Also, there are some health provisions which needed to be taken care of under this act. And there are some welfare measures to be provided by the employer for the better condition of working to the employer or provided by employer to the worker. The main objective of this act is to ensure a certain level of safety measures and to promote the health and safety and welfare of workers employed in factories. This act also makes provision regarding employment of women and young persons, including children and adolescents, annual leave with wages, etc. So not only talking about the safety measures which can be taken care of, but also here they have made certain guidelines and rules regarding women's working in that particular factory, or say young person which have not yet crossed the age of 18 working under a factory. So these two categories of workers should be excluded under certain kind of processes wherein there is high level of risk and say a certain task which is not suitable for women and young people working under this act. So you're not only talking about what is the criteria of safety or what all health provisions should be made for the workers, but the act also talks about certain leaves that has to be given in the number of minimum number of leaves in a year, because regular intervals and breaks are required for any individual or any human being to revive. So the act also talks about certain number of leaves which are to be availed by workers. And it also talks about the wages which are to be paid to these workers. The minimum rate of wage which has to be paid is already defined in the Minimum Wage Act. The act extends to whole of India including Jammu and Kashmir. So the applicability of this act is to whole of India. Here the state of Jammu and Kashmir are also included. Whether in certain acts the state of Jammu and Kashmir are not included, but when we talk about factories, enough number of factories are being established in this state as well. So even those states are included are under the coverage of this Factories Act 1948. And covers all manufacturing processes and establishments falling within the definition of factory as defined under section 2 subsection M of the act. Unless otherwise provided, it is also applicable to factories belonging to central or state government. So here when we talk about factories, they are well defined that what all establishment will come under factories. So to be very specific or to give you some examples on this, all those manufacturing units who are converting the raw material into semi-finished products, and also those manufacturing units who are further converting the semi-finished products into final products or finished goods. So all those manufacturing units, production units also come under Factories Act. Not only that, but all those government entities, that whether it may be under central or it may be under state, all are being covered under this act. We here go through the overview of Factories Act 1948. Factories Act 1948 is very vast because there are many provisions. Basically, there are main three provisions which are talking about, say, safety provisions, what all safety provisions have to be, implemented by the employer, and employee even has to follow that. Then there are some provisions under, health of the employees, talking about, say, drinking water, overcrowding, lightning, working conditions, etc. So these are the provisions which takes care of health of the workers. And then there are some provisions which are talking about welfare. So somewhere when we are talking about welfare, they are over and above the health and safety. Say for example, canteen facility. So this canteen facility somewhere indirectly affects the health of workers. So here there are some minimum criterias wherein it is defined what are the provisions which are being restricted, how many numbers of workers, first aid box. So when we talk about first aid box, it comes under safety definitely, but then how many number of first aid box, what are the minimum number of workers or maximum number of workers under this provision. So it is it is a very vast act. So let's just have an overview of this act, that is Factories Act 1948. So, where exactly the Factories Act 1948 can be made applicable? So, it is applicable, applicability of this act in any premises whereon 10 or more person with the aid of power. So, when we talk about where exactly this Factories Act 1948 will be applicable, which all establishments or factories will come under this coverage of this act. So, earlier when we have spoken about, it is applicable to whole of India. But then in whole of India, there are a number of factories or number of establishments. So, we only cover those establishments and factory in this act wherein minimum 10 people or 10 person or 10 workers are being employed. Further, it specifies that the number restriction on this number, that is 10 or more, is applicable to those establishments which are working with the aid of power. So, when we talk about say 1948, where these factories and establishments were situated, there were some areas wherein the electricity was not easily available. So availability of electricity was one criteria. So there were some areas wherein the electricity is available. So those areas were working with the help of or the aid of power. So those establishments and factories which are working with the help of electricity or power, I am saying, will be covered under this Factories Act with minimum number of workers, that is 10. But otherwise, those factories and establishments which are carrying out all those processes which are listed in the definition of factories, but then they are not working with the help of aid of power or I will say electricity. So in that case, the number of employees required are 20 or more. So when any factory establishment is working into manufacturing production, but then it is more of labor intensive and not taking the help of or aid of power, electricity, then the minimum number of workers will increase from 10 to 20. 20 or more workers were without aid of power working on any day preceding 12 months. Now again, why this clause of preceding 12 months have been imposed? Because when we talk about passing on some benefits, that is a monetary or non-monetary, but then for employer it is going to incur some cost. So when I talk about say canteen facilities, so for employee it may be a non-monetary benefit, that is a welfare benefit occurring out of its employment. But then when it comes to workers, it is non-monetary, but when it comes to employers, they have to incur some cost establishing such norms in their factories. So they always want to avoid from this. They don't want to come under the coverage of this act. So very smartly they may manipulate their registers. So say for a year, maybe there are two three extra workers working in an establishment which comes to 10 or 20 as per the applicability, but then finally in the end of the year he may not be wanting to come under the coverage of this act. So what he does is he may remove you, he may dismiss, or he may not keep in record such employees which will make this number 10 or 20. So here the clause says that in any 12 months, preceding 12 months, if you have employed any one day also, say 10 employees when it comes to with the aid of power and 20 employees without aid of power. So in this case, the act will be applicable. Those employers and establishment will come under the coverage of Factories Act 1948. So any day in this 365 day, even a one day if the employee number comes to 20 or 10. Wherein manufacturing process is being carried on. So now again we are restricting this act to the manufacturing process. Registration and renewal of factories. So once the establishment called as factory comes under the coverage of Factories Act 1948, certain registration, certain formalities, certain forms, certain application has to be made, and these need to be timely renewed. So here when we are talking about the registration, it is to be granted by Chief Inspector of Factories on submission of prescribed form, fees and plan. So when we talk about plan, these are terms of employment that the employer is going to offer their workers. So when we talk about plan, it is also considered as a type of a standing order that we will deal in the standing order 1961. So here when we are talking about the renewals and registrations, it will not be just merely given on applying for the same. For applying, there are minimum prescribed rules and regulation which you need to follow definitely. Then that will be further checked and verified. So who is going to verify or check these details, whether you are applying such provisions in your factories or not? So that will be Chief Inspector of Factories, that will be appointed by the legislative or central government, whichever they thinks fit, and the number may vary depending on its need. So here the Chief Inspector is going to first verify the terms and conditions, then verify the norms and provisions, and when if he is satisfied, he may issue such registrations. Employer to ensure health of workers pertaining to, now when we are talking about health, there are certain provisions made under health. That means first is cleanliness, what they are talking about. So cleanliness, disposal of waste and effluents. Now further talking about cleanliness, under the provision of cleanliness, they have given number of measures to be taken care of. So when we talk about cleanliness and when we are talking about factory, there are too many effluents, too much of dust coming out. Then there are regular cleanliness means the floor should be cleaned daily. The floor of the factory should be cleaned daily. So when I talk about clean, it can be cleaned in two ways. It may be you can remove all the waste out of the floor, and the other way of cleaning it may be washing the floors with the use of detergents and phenyls, which can clean it, which can also clean the germs in it. So there are two ways of cleanliness. So here the act also imposes on the interval it should be washed. So when we talk about cleaning every day, definitely the floor should be clean, that is dry, it the effluents should be removed from the floor daily basis. Then when we talk about washing, once in a week it should be washed. It should be washed with the help of water, of course. Then you should use whatever is convenient, detergents or phenyls, to clean this floor. Ventilation and temperature, dust and fumes. Now when we talk about ventilation means proper arrangements need to be made wherein fresh air can enter the premises. So these will not cause the breathing complications for the workers working in the factory. So when we talk about ventilations, what type of ventilation should be provided. Now this again depends on the type of factory, area of factory, square meters of the factory. But then certain common things which needs to be applicable are, there should be clear glass windows. Now why clear glass windows? Because this clear glass windows will allow the sunlight to come in the premises, which will not cause, you know, strain to the eyes of workers working in the factory. Then there should be minimum, they should follow the minimum criteria of what size of windows they need to put at the workplace. So all that comes under ventilation. When we come across temperature, now talking about manufacturing processes, production processes, it releases too much of heat. Now, a human being can absorb, say, a minimum level or maximum level of heat. But beyond that, the body would react. So, here, there are various methods wherein the temperature needs to be maintained. See, when we are talking about factories, we cannot just avoid the high temperatures, because the processes are as such which will release heat. But then we can take some measures wherein this temperature can be maintained, which can be which a human body can adjust into. So various methods are being used for the balance of temperature. One we can talk about, yes, of course, ventilation. So ventilation also helps to maintain the temperature. The outside air when comes inside will definitely help the temperature to go down. Then one more method of maintaining or a balance in temperature is artificial humidification. Now what is this artificial humidification? That means bring down this temperature level through increase of humidification. Humidification is with the help of water. So it can be done artificially. Naturally, it is done when we talk about environment. Naturally it is done by water. So whenever there are rains, etc., whenever there are seashores around, so this humidification takes place. But inside the factory also, you can create such an environment through artificial humidification. Let's take an example that sprinkling water in that particular area where the temperature goes beyond limit, which is not acceptable by the human body. So here spraying of water will help to us to bring down the temperature in that particular factory or workplace, and that is called as artificial humidification. Now further, when we are talking about making use of water for this artificial humidification, there are certain rules for water itself. Now you may not use such water which is contaminated, okay, which may further cause ill effects to the health of employees or workers working under the workplace. You may be able to solve one problem by sprinkling water. You may be able to bring down the temperature. But then if the water is contaminated, then further the health may deteriorate. So here there are also in this act, they have also made such rules what type of water can be used. So clean water which is not contaminated should be used. Now when we are talking about, say, water supply by the local authorities, so those water supply made by the local authorities are ensured that they have processed it, the contamination is being removed. So such clean water needs to be used for artificial humidification. Then talking about dust and fumes. Now, whenever we are into a process wherein the raw material is being converted into semi-finished or finished product, they will release some dust. So, when we are talking about such dust that may be in the form of fibers, which are when inhaled by any human being may cause several diseases like asthma, etc. So you should give some safety measures wherein some masks are being given to the employees, so that those fibers are being filtered from the air and then you can breathe easily. So certain rules and regulations regarding such dust is also made in the Factories Act 1948. And talking about fumes. Now you may visit such factories wherein there is high volume of fumes released. Now say for example chemical factories. So when the fumes are being released by some chemicals which are not affecting human body, there are no treatments required. But then whenever there are some chemical processes happening and the fumes coming out of those chemicals which are not acceptable by human body and which may cause harm to human body, which may lead to certain dangerous diseases. So if your factory falls under such processes wherein such chemicals which are not acceptable by human body are being used, you need to make some safety measures. You need to provide a certain mask, or you need to provide certain measures which are being adopted by workers to take care of these fumes are not directly inhaled by them. Overcrowding. Now when talking about overcrowding, it talks about say maximum number of workers working in certain cubic meters of area. Now say for example, when you are talking about a certain one room, so you may be comfortable when 2-3 people are residing in that room. You may be able to walk freely, you may be able to talk freely, you may be able to breathe because of the oxygen level in the room. But then if it is overcrowded, that means the capacity of that particular room is say for example 5 people. Only 5 people can reside in that room comfortably. Whereas it comes to accommodation, 10 people also can come and reside in that room, but that won't be comfortable. The oxygen level may go down, you may have problems while breathing, and it won't be comfortable. So here when we are talking about overcrowding, it gives a certain restriction on number of workers working on such a process or a place in certain number of cubic meters. It should not be congested. Now it should not be congested because of few reasons, as we have spoken about. We will be not comfortable in breathing, or it will create high temperature, and then there are chances of accidents. When it is overcrowded, there are chances of accidents. So certain rules and regulations are also passed when it comes to overcrowding. Artificial humidification, we have already spoken about. It is a process wherein we are trying to bring down the level of temperature through the use of water, and that water is also has to be very hygienic. Lightning. Now lightning is a sufficient amount of light. Now sometimes through ventilation definitely we are exposed to natural light coming out of sunlight. But then when we talk about number of working hours of any worker working in a factory, that is 8 to 9 hours. So in the morning time or maybe in the afternoon time, wherein a sufficient light is being provided through sunlight is enough. But as in the evening time, it reduces. So we need to give them some artificial lightning through bulbs, tube lights, etc. That also has to be maintained. The quality of light also has to be maintained. If the light, artificial light which is being provided is very dull in nature. Okay, so in that case, it may affect, it may cause strain to an employee while working in the process. It may further lead to accidents because workers are continuously exposed through machineries. So if we are talking about machineries, they may, cause accidents because of poor lighting. So when we are talking about lightning, such in factories like 1948, they have also given the minimum criteria to be fulfilled under lightning. That means if say for example the workplace is for example a certain square meters, so 2 lights or 3 lights, and what voltage of lights should be kept in that particular workplace. So it talks about lightning. Then also it talks about drinking water and spittoons. Not only drinking water and spittoons, but the act also have provided certain guidelines on what a type of drinking water has to be provided. If there are more number of workers working in a factory which is very large, then cold water has to be provided. So when we talk about drinking water, definitely we understand that contaminated water will not be acceptable by the body. So clean, hygienic drinking water has to be provided to the workers working in the factory. Not only that, but the area where this drinking water is provided, it should be 6 meters away from any such washing place or any such urinals or latrines which are being there in the factory. So it should be minimum, the distance should be kept between those areas and the place where the drinking water facility is being provided. Then there should be enough number of urinals and latrines provided to the worker in hygienic condition, which can be easily accessible. Now, why I'm talking about easily accessible? So when we talk about, say, such places wherein these factories and establishments are situated, so what the owners do, just to, you know, fulfill the provision, they will arrange some latrines and urinals which are far away from the factory, which are not convenient for the workers to go and visit, and which are exactly in a very unhygienic condition. So the Act has also specified that though this provision says that enough number of latrines and urinals should be made available to the workers, but this should be made available wherein they are easily accessible, wherein the employee or worker do not find it difficult going and reaching to those places. Again, they are talking about certain conditions, that means it should be covered by a rooftop. When we talk about some rural areas, just for the heck of building such urinals, they make it, but then they are not in proper condition. They are not covered by walls on four sides. There is no rooftop on the floor. So it should be covered. So there are certain rules which talks about what type of urinals and latrines have to be built up. Talking about spittoons, now whenever we spit here and there, it may further deteriorate the health of other employees. So spittoons need to be made available according to the size of the factory. Number of spittoons are also defined under this Act.